www.harunyahya.com www.harunyahya.com Europe and America must not remain spectators of China's new policy of repression against the Uyghur Turks in the Kashgar region. The Uyghur people living in East Turkestan are facing a new policy of repression from the Chinese government, which is currently moving to take over the region of Kashgar, the former capital of East Turkestan, where the present-day Turkish civilization was born. The Chinese government has ordered that all historic buildings and cultural artifacts in the city of Kashgar, a major hub on the ancient Silk Road, be bulldozed and replaced by tall buildings and apartment blocks, and that Chinese be settled in these with the aim of breaking the links between the Muslim Uyghur Turks and their history and culture. The Chinese government has warned the Uyghur Turks, who inherited this historic region from their forefathers and have lived there for hundreds of years, to abandon the region. Every day, officials move through the streets of Kashgar with loudspeakers, warning, "This place now belongs to the state. Do not oppose the laws, but leave your homes." The Uyghur people are leaving this region, which belonged to them and their ancestors for hundreds of years, and moving outside the city. Those who do not wish to leave their homelands are either forced to do so or else imprisoned. It has been reported that with this policy, the Chinese government intends to tear down 85% of the city. China's policy of exiling the Uyghur people from the region, eliminating, at least in their own eyes, all traces of Islamic culture and civilization from it, and turning it into a Chinese city, is leading to an increasing air of tension. The probability that this despotic policy and increasing tension will prepare the ground for further savage massacres is a terrifying one. China is persisting with the savage policy against the Uyghur Turks. Video images of Uyghur Turks being savagely beaten to death in the streets by the Chinese have already been published on our website. The savagery is still going on. Europe and America must not remain spectators of these policies in East Turkestan. European countries and America must closely monitor this policy of tyranny and savagery being acted out in China. It is essential that this brutality be brought to an end by other states through the shaping of public opinion. China must stop being a country that nobody meddles with, where oppression and slaughter are carried out, and where people are tyrannically forced from their homes. World public opinion must therefore take a close interest in this policy of persecution, and an agenda of opposition to it must be established. China must be shown that it cannot persecute at will, and that the Uyghur Turks are not unprotected.